It is Monday, so that means that we're going to be talking with the one, the only, Brad Graber from investinginTruth.com. And we're going to be talking to him this morning specifically about the steps that we can take after we have finally paid off our credit cards.
Played off, yep.
And how to avoid falling back into debt. Good morning, Brad. How are you?
Good morning, Steve. Doing well.
Excellent. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did have a good weekend.
Well, that is good. I'm glad for that. It was okay weekend. It was very muggy yesterday afternoon.
Oh, man, was it
but
ever.
But my goodness, as long as you had no yard work going on, you were fine, my friend.
I had a good day of rest yesterday.
Excellent.
Oh, wow. If I had known you were just resting, I would have called you to help move my son to the third floor of his new living quarters on campus. But I'm assuming you would have seen my number and just not picked up.
Now that I know that, I won't in the future.
Exactly. You're right. Yeah. See, you have been forewarned.
Well, Brad, we want to talk about the steps we can take after we pay off our credit cards to keep from going back into debt, because honestly, that can just be pretty easy. But before we talk about falling back into debt and avoiding that, I want to start just for a second just to revisit a point about getting out of debt, because we've talked about it before, but just kind of refresh us where debt includes credit cards and loans. How can we know which ones to pay off first?
Well, when we take a look at our debts, it's easy, especially when we're just at that starting point, to feel overwhelmed. And so just as an effort to help encourage, but also to just reset things from the bigger spiritual perspective, I want to remind everyone that our first debt we got to worry about is our sin debt. And it's the debt that we all have, because we've all fallen short of God's glory, and we all have this debt to our sin. And fortunately, God sent Christ and paid that debt for us. So a debt that we couldn't pay on our own, the most serious debt that has spiritual and eternal implications, has already been taken care of for us. So as we look at our debts and it seems like such an insurmountable issue that we may have trouble getting through, remember that Christ took the first step. And as long as you have accepted him, then you're already on your way to the ultimate freedom. But when we then look at the financial, and I would say when you look at it from that perspective, the rest, you just look at it and you say, you know what, this is just financial. The spiritual is taken care of. The most important is taken care of already. But when we look at our financial debts, what we want to do, we want to list them out so that we see everything, and we want to list out our balance, how much our monthly payments are, and what the interest rates are. And we look for the outliers that are just the obvious choices. Does one have a very small balance that we can pay off quickly? Does one have a very high interest rate where the other ones don't? And that is the obvious outlier. Or is there one that has a really high monthly payment compared to the balance that it has? And when we look at it compared to the other ones. And if we see an outlier that's the obvious choice, which a lot of times there is one, then that's the one we go after first. If everything seems basically the same, then it's easy to go after the smallest balance. Typically that's where we'd start, because we want to make progress as quickly as we can. And then the other thing we can consider is there any of them that is adding more stress or causing more just emotional issues with us than another one is? And if one of them is a great stress burden, then maybe that's the one we go after first if there's not another obvious choice.
Well, Brad, once we actually get out of that debt, so we've gone ahead, we've looked at it, we've listed out our amounts, our monthly payments, and then our interest rates, we've decided how we're going to tackle that. When we get to the end of that and we've gotten out of debt, especially with our credit cards, do you ever advise anyone to use one or two to pay bills as long as you pay off the balance each month?
Well, paying off the balance is certainly the key, because we don't want to go back into any kind of debt. And we have to remember that credit cards are simply a tool, and it's a tool that our society has certainly built itself around. So electronic payments, especially using credit cards, is the way a lot of things are really set up to cater toward. So if we've dealt with the underlying issues that got us into debt to start with, just the irresponsible spending or that carrying a balance from one month to the next, a credit card is simply a tool. And if we're able to manage that tool properly, then it's okay. Because, again, it's the credit card itself is not evil. It's just our use may have been irresponsible, and it was dangerous for us because it got us into a trap. So you know, if you're going to use a credit card, make sure you're starting with one that has a zero balance. So we want to make sure we're getting out of debt first. Start with one with a zero balance, because then you have a clean slate at the start of the month, and you want to make sure you're cleaning the slate at the end of the month. So you want to make sure that it starts with a zero, it ends with a zero. Mm-hmm. And make sure you're only using it for budgeted expenses. So we're not going to use it as we may have in the past, where we go out and whatever we see, we've got this plastic thing in our hand and we're able to buy it. We need to make sure that everything has been planned ahead. So we're not spending just on the things that we want as an impulse, but we're actually spending on things that we would have spent cash on. And we just have to be very conscious of that, that it's not giving us too much freedom where we're falling back into a trap again. And it's, again, it's so important to make sure that we end the balance with zero. And if we ever have a month where we can't pay it off, then that's when we lose the freedom of using that tool.
Well, Brad, after we take care of our debts, and now we've got a surplus. Let's say you've got three credit cards. They've had balances on them. You finally got those taken care of. You've zeroed them out. Now we have a surplus. And I know it's wise to save. But I know me, I'm going to want to spend part of it. What do you suggest people do with the surplus they have? Save all of it? Invest any of it? Now what? Because suddenly you've got more money than you're used to having, and your mind's going to go in a dozen different directions.
Yeah, and I'll say that this surplus actually starts the moment you pay off the first debt, because now you have a little freedom in your budget, because you had money that was going towards this debt, and you don't have to pay that anymore. And so that's the moment we have that first surplus. And the first step I would tell people to take, and this can differ a little bit individual to individual, but in general, the first thing I would tell people to do is we got to avoid future debt. We want this to be a lasting plan, and while we're paying off debts, we don't want to take a step backwards. So we're going to try to avoid that. The first thing is going to be to set aside an emergency fund. And as you know, I like to call the emergency fund the debt avoidance fund, because if we have some liquid money set aside, when that unexpected expense comes in the future, we're actually able to pay for it with cash out of our emergency fund rather than going into debt to pay for that. Then the next thing we need to do is we need to look forward to what are the upcoming future expenses that we know are coming that we don't have enough money to pay for out of our paycheck. So as we see those and we list those out, and always list them with an amount and a time frame, then we start setting aside money trying to save up enough before that time frame gets here. Because if we don't, and that is a necessity that we have to pay for, then guess what? Our only option is to use debt rather than using cash. So we're going to be building that emergency fund, then we're going to set aside for those future inevitable expenses. And then the next thing would be to look at using that surplus to now pay down our debts faster. So if we still have remaining debts, now we start to use those to pay them off faster, to get out of debt and get into that freedom quicker. And with every debt, we end up with a bigger surplus, which just, it's that debt snowball you hear about. It just continues to roll faster and faster with each one that gets paid off. Then after that, that's when we start looking at these longer-term things that we need to save for. And retirement is obviously one of the big ones. Kids' college may be another one. I say to look at retirement certainly first. And maybe even while you're in that debt acceleration phase, you want to start looking at retirement, because your employer may be offering a match if you use the retirement plan at work. And if so, that's just extra money being given to you by your employer for your future retirement. And with retirement being such a huge goal and a large amount that has to be saved up, if we wait until we're in our 40s and 50s, it's hard to get enough saved up. So the earlier we can start saving, and especially take advantage of the company match, then that gets us there a whole lot quicker and a whole lot easier. Mm. So those are the things we need to be balancing out with that surplus.
Well, Brad, after we've resolved all those things, what are some of the things that you would say we need to be aware of before we ever use credit cards again? After we've gone through this, we've put ourselves in debt and we've dug ourselves out, what do we need to be aware of before we do it again?
Well, we need to remember that debt freedom is not the ultimate goal here, because otherwise we work so hard, we get debt paid off, and now what do? We got to have our spiritual condition right. So we make sure that we've got the right relationship with God, that we understand that we're getting debt free, not for the financial benefit so much, but so that we're now available to God. We've been servants to others because we got into debt, and now we had a new person that is now in charge of us that we're in debt to, we're now a servant of, a new master, that's the word I was going for. So we have a master other than Christ. We want to make sure that we get ourselves out of that and that we are available. So if God calls us to do this or that, we don't have another master that's telling us, no, you can't go do that.
Yeah.
So that's the reason why we want to get out of debt. We want to have that freedom to follow Christ. And once we've gotten to that point where we're now free, we want to make sure we stay there. So we want to make sure that we're not using credit cards irresponsibly. If we are using credit cards, we got to look out for that danger that with credit cards, there's a disconnect between our spending and what it actually costs us. Because we can go to the store, we can swipe the card, and guess what? We didn't have to pay for anything. There was no pain with that. Where if we had used cash in the past, we felt it when we gave up something of value at that moment we purchased it. So there's that disconnect, and that's why studies have found that people will spend up to a third more if they're using credit card than if they're using cash. So for some people, it makes sense to go to a cash basis until they really get that connection between what they're spending when they walk into a store. Mm. So some people just need that extra point of discipline. For others, credit cards are a tool, and they've got the freedom to use that. We've got the grace to go and use credit cards, but we just need to do it responsibly and make sure that we're only spending on the things that we had planned to spend on, as I said earlier. So we got to be careful with that and just make sure that we're always keeping we see that financial picture in front of us. So we've listed out those debts when we're trying to get out of debt, but we continue to look at our financial situation even once we're out of debt and make sure that we're doing the best things we can, glorifying God with all of our money, and that we just understand what that situation is. And it's so important for both spouses in a married couple to know what that situation looks like as well.